Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
So much in photography these days takes place at breakneck speed. From the moment we click the shutter to the moment we're sharing that image via Instagram is almost an imperceptible time frame, at least in the scale of historic photography. I remember the story that Bill Jay once told when he was photographing his daughter's, I think it was her 9th birthday party, and she had all of her friends over. And Bill took a snapshot of one of the attendees of the party and showed it to her. And he said, "I'd be happy to make a print of this if you'd like." And she said, "No thanks, I've already seen it." From the snap of the shutter to obsolescence in probably about 15 seconds. Photography is happening faster and faster. And I'm pretty convinced this is not a good thing, at least not for those of us who use photography as an expressive fine art medium. Think how many hours it takes for a pianist to be prepared for the performance. Hours and hours and hours practicing, learning a piece of music so that they can perform it in 15 minutes on stage. Think how many hours it takes a poet to get each word and each phrase just exactly right. Why do we photographers think we can snap a picture and upload it to Instagram and that it'll be lasting and meaningful artwork? Photography does have the ability to work quickly because it's so based in mechanical computing and optical sciences. But that doesn't mean as an art medium that it should. Of course, you've heard me talk about Minor White's famous saying that in order to really appreciate a photograph, you have to spend about 30 minutes with it before you understand it in any depth. And even I find that a bit of an exaggeration. 30 minutes is a long time to spend looking at a photograph. But I think his concept is right, that photographs that are well done can't be appreciated instantaneously, certainly not in the time it takes for a swipe left or a swipe right. Just the other day, I was looking at a photographer's website, some beautiful work, I think, but he had it set up on a slideshow so that it flipped to a new image every 5 seconds. Well, there was no way I could fully appreciate his wonderful images in 5 seconds. So I found myself hitting the pause button, which put a pause button graphic in the middle of his gorgeous picture, until I hit the pause button again and the slideshow resumed. And I thought, I don't think this is the experience this photographer wanted me to have. The other part of this discussion is that it takes us time as photographic creators to really understand what's in a negative or what's in a digital file. Ansel Adams famously said the most important tool in his darkroom was his garbage can. And he was true to his word because it was a huge garbage can. He threw out way more prints than he ever finished and exhibited. I've been playing with this idea of late by simply looking at my own work, and there's lots and lots of images, like I'm sure all of you could relate, lots and lots of images in my Lightroom catalog that I haven't processed, that I haven't done anything with, because at first glance, there wasn't much there. So I passed them by and worked on images that I thought had more potential. But just as a bit of an exercise, I've been going back and looking at some of those older images that don't have much there to see if I could process them in such a way or use them in a project in such a way that they became important and valuable. And sure enough, a goodly number of them, not all of them, but enough of them to make the project worthwhile, I've been able to process into images that I'm really quite proud of, because they had potential in them that I didn't see at a glance. It takes time to fully understand what it is that I've photographed, and some of that time is a processing time. I have to figure out how to make it work. But some of that time is the difference between the mechanical time of cameras and mechanisms and human brain time. Yes, we can think in a blink of an eye, but sometimes it takes quite a while for the information to get in. We have to let it marinate for a while. We have to spend time with an image before we can maybe fully understand the image's potential. But that's not the way photography is billed as a medium. It's billed as an instantaneous medium. Capture the world in a 60th of a second. But as I get older, I'm more and more suspicious of that advice. Yes, I can capture a scene in a 60th of a second, but I may not be able to capture its meaning, its importance, its relationship to other images or other ideas, because I'm not sure my brain is that fast. It seems that it's a sensitivity issue. And as we all know, films with low sensitivity and a low ISO or ASA rating are usually the best quality films. Well, the same can be said for our brain. The more time we take with an image, the more we're likely to understand it, the more sensitive we will become to its subtleties. But it takes time. It may not take time to process the image, but it may take considerable time to understand how the image needs to be processed. I remember at the Art Institute of Chicago seeing a little Chinese carving of a sphere that had a sphere inside it, that had a sphere inside that one, that there was another sphere inside that one, all incredibly delicately carved. And the information placard next to this piece of work explained that it had taken generations of a family to complete this carving. Generations to complete a piece of artwork. Mind-boggling, especially to us photographers, where we can capture the world in a 60th of a second. The more I was thinking about this in preparation for this podcast, I started thinking about the photography that I so often see. And one example that came to mind were beautiful sunsets at the beach. Why? Is it because we don't need to have any sensitivity to understand that that's beautiful? And so we see that picture so often because everybody recognizes it as something that's noteworthy. But of course, the minute everybody recognizes it as photographically worthy, then it becomes commonplace and not special and easy, and we become less and less sensitive to it. It's the photographic scenes that we have to take time figuring out how to compose and what we want to say. Those are the ones that are most likely to make the more interesting photographic artwork. The ones that everybody recognizes as cute don't require much effort at all. And hence, they don't have much value for the viewer either. Of course, the other side of this entire argument is that you can use procrastination to postpone completing work, and that's not healthy. So I guess I'm sort of arguing against myself. Sometimes it's worthy to finish a piece of work just so that you can learn it and let go of it and move on to the next piece. You don't have to take days and weeks and months for every image and every project. On the other hand, if we allow ourselves to get caught up in the instantaneous nature of photography, we're not likely to make images that are very meaningful and important even to ourselves. I once interviewed a very well-known painter to get his take on the state of photographic art, and he said something fascinating. He said, if you had to take as much time to create a photograph as we painters have to take time to paint a landscape, would you be interested in making art photographically from that scene? If you knew that it was going to take days, maybe weeks out of your life to create that image, would you do it? This little snippet in the midst of a conversation really had an impact on me, because in those days I was still using my 2 1/4, 3 1/4 view camera, which was quite a thing to have to set up to make a picture. I had to get out the big heavy tripod, essentially assemble the camera from its parts, the rail, the front, the back, the lens, etc., before I could make a picture. And I found myself looking at things and saying, oh, that'd be fun. But then when I had to weigh it against the process of setting up the camera and making the picture and then developing the film and then trying to make the print, I would often say, you know what? It's not worth it. There's just not enough there for all the effort required. But now, in the digital age, I'd snap that picture because there's so much less preparatory effort required to just pull the camera up to my eye, compose, and press the shutter release. The more I think about this, it seems as though the problem is not that photography should take time or thankfully doesn't take time, but rather, what about us? We have to turn this around and ask ourselves, what are we creating? Why are we creating it? For what purpose are we creating it? Is it worth the gamble that it might not turn out, but might be worth the effort anyway? These are not questions for any particular medium or any particular subject. They're really questions about us. What do we want to do? And having that answer is a complicated one. In the past, I've asked this question in a slightly different format, which is, think of the tree that you stopped to photograph as compared to all the other trees you walked by or drove by that you didn't photograph. Why does this one tree speak to you? That's the essence of art. What speaks to you, and to recall that famous Anais Nin quote, do not speak unless spoken through. How does the subject use you? And does that subject fully reveal itself in a 60th of a second? Or does it take more time? And should we take more time in order to understand it a little more fully before we commit ourselves not only to producing it, but then showing it to the public and asking them to take their valuable time to view it? Art is a commitment. It's one of the great things that music and film have as an advantage over photography, because it takes time to listen to music, because music is only revealed in the passage of time. Same thing with theater, same thing with film. But then there are the still arts like painting and sculpture and drawing and photography that seem like they're somehow divorced from time. And I suppose to some degree they are. But if we allow ourselves to take time with them, both as producers and viewers, maybe we can add to the experience in such a way that the artwork becomes more important in our life than we might guess at a glance. The 13th century Zen master Dogen said that being and time are the same thing. I wonder how that relates to photography.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.